pay bills, no debt. That best without work is a brick. Stand by the 10 on the hearse, please. Evan Paul Fritz, go about the day by yourself. Healthy, where the quality y'all is gonna move. Where the sea on the path when it kisses the lips of your shoe, net truth. But Moses is good, the pit that caught fish. And Matthew was a tax man. And God met them in the life of the everyday Tesco. And hence what he already had. No shade, just real talk. Say, cutting my way, my life. I need love, we rely.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. CBM reaffirms commitment to inclusion of persons with disabilities. President Hichilema reaffirms commitment to disability inclusion. In international headlines, Trump to host signing of peace deal between leaders of DR Congo and Rwanda. In sports, Zambia set to camp in Spain ahead of AFCON 2025. And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says government has identified over 1,800 more children with physical disabilities in the country. In a speech delivered on his behalf by Community Development and Social Services Minister Dorian Mwamba, the head of state described the situation as heartbreaking. Mr. Hichilema encouraged families not to lose hope, assuring them that help is on the way. He thanks John and friends in America for donating assistive devices for the first 800 children. Meanwhile, stakeholders have urged government to actualize classification signing and ratification of the African Disability Protocol as a commitment to regional cooperation in promoting the rights and inclusion of persons with disabilities and their families across the country. And Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities, ZAPOD Director General Frankson Musukwa highlighted the importance of measuring societal progress through inclusivity and equity, referencing Article 19 of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
The Prime Minister is maintaining commitment across the African Association for Vision and Disability Level, expanding partnership with private sector and political society to promote inclusive employment and entrepreneurship, organizing the OPD sector so that the operators and advocates benefit their constituencies, lobbying for increased budget and allocation for stability programs, strengthening the interoperability for management and education and voting towards the service certification system, that is UNRCPD compliant, and adopting the principles of comprehensive reliability and accessibility.
Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba says government is committed to supporting the growth of bike culture in Zambia. Speaking during the bike cultural official launch in Lusaka, Mr. Sikumba says the increasing number of motorbikes in Zambia is a perfect tool to position Zambia as a major tourist destination. The minister also noted that the unfortunate increase in the number of fatalities involving motorbikes, adding that more needs to be done to ensure sensitization.
For us, the senior riders, inculcate the spirit of safety when on the ride, or when on the road, and also to extend it to our four-wheelers. They need to give us the respect on the road. After all, we all pay road tax. We don't pay road tax, isn't it? So we all have an equal opportunity to be respected on the road. But ladies and gentlemen, back to the speech. This evening's launch is a celebration of the movement of the bike culture in Africa.
Speaking at the same event, Bike Culture Africa founder and chief executive officer Lucky Kiowele says Zambia is perfectly positioned for growth in bike culture, attracting bikers from across the region and the continent.
I think bikes, they create more communities faster than anything else. We are an integrated group of bikers here. There's nothing like you are Mzungu, you are Indian, you are Black. We are bikers first. Nothing to do with race, nothing to do with border, nothing to do with status. It is just first you are a biker. For Zambia, who has extensive space in Africa, maybe we don't have a deep audience, but we are in the center, and that allows bikers from everywhere else around Africa to meet in Zambia. You don't have to travel all the way from Kenya, right all the way to South Africa.
And Zambezi and Chisamba bikers representative Kelvin Wright says senior bikers must lead by example in ensuring safety of bikers on the road.
I see there was a new biker group that went out this weekend, went down to Copperberry in Mazibuko for the breakfast run. They had a few problems. Guys just came out of the woodwork and was helping, vehicles were set, bikes got back to Lusaka, and that's about bike culture. It transcends all sorts of things in this world. You know, we all struggle with our daily lives, with whatever is going on. But on a Sunday, that stupid grin that comes on your face when you put your helmet on and you can smell the petrol and your mate is giving you revs because you're running 10 minutes late, that's what bike culture is. Bike culture is getting on, getting out there and doing it. And as I said to Lucky earlier on today, it's very rare that you find someone who talks the talk and then backs it up with walking the walk.
Now, the prestigious Bike Culture Festival is scheduled to take place from the 22nd to the 29th of May 2026 in the tourist capital, Livingstone. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says State House remains open to respectful, constructive engagement with all political stakeholders to foster unity and democratic maturity for a better Zambia. Reacting to a letter dropped at the gates of the State House by the opposition, Mr. Hamasaka has expressed disappointment that despite President Hakainde Hichilema's emphasis on open-door dialogue, the opposition have chosen to rather leave a letter than engage with the president to create a solution to challenges affecting the country. He emphasized the importance of roundtable discussions, stating that they help provide alternatives on issues where the opposition have been vocal, such as energy, debt restructuring, mining and agriculture, through transparency and respect. He says had prior communication been made, State House would have facilitated a direct and more effective conversation than dumping a document at the entrance. Mr. Hamasaka, however, says President Hichilema will consider the contents of the letter and respond in due course.